Texte numéro 80. Smartphone stress. Are you a victim of always-on culture? You get anxious if there's no Wi-Fi in the hotel or mobile phone signal up the mountain. You fret if your phone is getting low on power, and you secretly worry things will go wrong at work if you're not there. These are the typical signs of always-on stress induced by smartphone addiction. A number of commentators are becoming increasingly concerned about the syndrome. Pittsburgh-based developer Kevin Holesch was so worried about how much he was ignoring his family and friends in favour of his iPhone, he developed an app, Moment, to monitor his usage. The app enables users to see how much time they're spending on the device and set up warnings if self-imposed usage limits are breached. Dr. Christine Grant, an occupational psychologist at Coventry University's Centre for Research in Psychology, Behaviour and Achievement, told the BBC, "The negative impacts of this always-on culture are that your mind is never resting. You're not giving your body time to recover, so you're always stressed. And the more tired and stressed we get, the more mistakes we make. Physical and mental health can suffer. The fact that we can stay connected to the workplace wherever we are in the world is feeding deep-seated insecurities," she argues. "There is a massive anxiety about relinquishing control," she says. "In my research, I found a number of people who were burnt out because they were travelling with technology all the time, no matter what time zone they were in." Women in particular were susceptible to doing a full day in the office, coming home to make tea and look after the kids, then putting in a late shift before going to bed. "This triple shifting can have quite an impact on health," says Dr. Grant. According to telecoms regulator Ofcom, 61% of UK adults now say they own a smartphone, while household take-up of tablet computers has almost doubled over the past year to 44%. Since 2010, our daily total media consumption has risen from 8 hours 48 minutes to more than 11 hours, says Ofcom, largely thanks to the rise of smartphones. We now consume media for more hours than we sleep. According to Mr. Rendell, the UK workforce is not more productive than it was, even though we have all this connectivity and all this data. "We think checking emails is work, when a lot of the time it isn't productive work. If you check your work emails, even when taking a shower, you may have a problem." The key is making this new flexibility work for you and being disciplined about your smartphone usage. Adapted from BBC News, August 2014.